The town of Okotoks launched a sound monitoring pilot project earlier this month, a public education campaign that aims to raise awareness about the implications of producing objectionable noise and how complaints can be reported. Vehicle noise is being measured in various parts of town and residents are being encouraged to report noisy vehicles to Okotoks Municipal Enforcement. You've got to give civic politicians marks for trying to tackle the issue, but it's a big leap from identifying noise to actually doing something to stop it from disturbing the peace and quiet of neighborhoods. Any awareness efforts to make those who roar up and down our roads see the error in their ways are sure to be futile. It's a bit like trying to get drivers to adhere to the speed limit through education when we all know they're not slowing down until they're hit with an expensive speeding ticket or two. Knowing where and when noise is at its worst could prove helpful, but don't we already know it's an issue pretty much everywhere around town? Isn't that why the pilot project was approved by Okotoks Council last fall? We know it's noisy and we also know those creating the noise aren't going to stop on their own, so rather than going through the motions, can we please just crack down on the offenders already? Being in the right place at the right time to catch the culprits isn't that simple, and it's undoubtedly even more challenging to get an accurate reading for a moving vehicle, but that's what needs to happen if we're going to put a dent in this issue. If we really want the noise to stop, let's move beyond the awareness phase and start cracking down on those causing the disturbances.